ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Sri Goswami said, having patiently heard her words, Lord Sri Krishna, who was always very affectionate to his devotee, could at once understand that Aswatthama, the son of Dronacharya, had thrown the Brahmastra to finish the last life in the Pandava family.
Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Shabitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakarama Yadadatisa Parantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, the will of the Lord, we should try to find out what is the will of the Lord and cooperate to fulfill that desire.
And this is our
constitutional position. Here we see Krishna's bhakta vatsala. He's inclined to his devotee, and the other side, the devotee is inclined to the Lord. So because the devotees are inclined to the Lord, naturally he has special affection for them. He wanted that Yudhisthira become the emperor. He didn't care for Duryodhana and company. He wanted them removed, even if they had to be killed. Because obviously, this is also for their benefit. Everything Krishna does, he's equal to everyone in the sense that he always benefits everyone. But still, he doesn't deal with everybody the same because everybody is not in the same position. That's common sense. You may love your children, but the little child who's completely dependent on you, you give special attention to. The older boy or girl, you can give them responsibility. You don't have to watch them so carefully, because they have their own intelligence. So in the same way, the Lord is equal to everyone. The father and mother, they're equal to all the children, but still they give special attention to the small child. So Krishna is equal to everyone, but he gives special attention to his devotee because they're dependent on him. You see, Uttara is coming forward, completely dependent on the Lord to protect her embryo. Naturally, this is a woman's concern about her child. This is her nature to be concerned. Without that strong feeling, in animal species also, that strong feeling is there. If a bear has a small cub with him, then they become very dangerous, the female, because she's thinking, oh, this person may come to kill. Otherwise, the hunters can tell you, the tiger, the same, the lion. When the small children are there, then they become more ferocious, more dangerous, because their natural instinct is to protect the young. So, and this is proper. but on the other side, it means that the woman, it's not so easy for her to be impartial, because she has a strong tendency, therefore she may strike indiscriminately. Even someone who's coming to help her, they may strike, attack. Therefore, women should be guided. Of course, in animal society, there's no one to guide them. But in human society, at least, the women should agree to be guided. And the man should agree to take that responsibility. It's a big responsibility. And most men, they abnegate that, even with their own wife. They say, oh, this is too hard. So they let her become independent. They let her control, be the, you can say, controller of her own activities. But really, husband means, actually the word in English, husband means one who looks after. The husband's duty is to look after the wife, not just to allow her to be independent. Then she'll be properly protected from her own nature. Otherwise, her own nature can get her in trouble. She's not doing anything wrong. Therefore, sometimes it's said that the women and children shouldn't be punished. Because she's only acting according to her nature. She's not doing anything wrong. But her nature can get her in trouble. Her own nature. So the man has to be there to guide her. This is a perfect system, Vedic system. The woman is very much attached to the children, protects them at all costs. But the man He guides them so that they don't create disturbance. The same example. This lady is very attached to her child now. She may act improperly. Therefore, the husband should guide her. No, this is not your position. You've acted improperly, and he'll correct it, and he'll do it. So, what else we have here? Bhaktivatsal. Krishna is inclined to his devotee. Bhagavan Bhaktivatsal. Now, I still have a question. How is it Ashwatthama released this weapon? Previously, or after he was thrown out of camp? Anyway, I guess I don't know the answer to that. Text 12. Tarye Veta Muni Shreshta
Panda. I have a question. Mm-hmm. You said that Krishna is in the same position like our father, and naturally to young children he is more affectionate. So we should develop this mood and
of being completely dependent on the Lord.
But from other side is the Shastra said that we should not take service from Krishna, or don't try to develop this mood that now I will not to do anything and just, you know. Hmm?
We're not saying you have to do anything. It's to serve the order of the Lord, the will of the Lord. You're not question of never doing anything. We're active by nature. So we have to be bold to act on the mission of the Lord. But in that, you can say, activity, if there's some danger, then we have to depend on the Lord. I don't follow your point.
Well, for example, someone can think that, better is go to Vrindavan and live there in, you know, and chant, like they have this 20...
Yeah, but that's not the order of the Lord. The Lord orders in Bhagavad Gita that we should explain this subject to the innocent. This is the most pleasing thing to the Lord. And even more important, we know it's the most pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is our link to Krishna. So he made it very clear that this is the most pleasing thing to him. For us to preach is a preaching mission. So some devotees are there in Vrindavan for preaching, but not just to go there to save yourself. If you have preaching there, then, you know, a lot of people are coming there, so devotees are there to preach to them. That's also wanted. But if you go there to save yourself, then that's not the most pleasing thing to the Lord or to Prabhupada. He wants us to save ourselves. We may go there regularly just to keep ourselves inspired, but the real mission is to go and to preach. So Prabhupada would say that. Come here, get inspired, then go back to your preaching field with renewed energy. That was the general formula. If somebody wanted to just stay and chant, he didn't approve of that. Neither did Bhakti Siddhanta. He said it was imitation of Haridas Thakura. So? Uttar is still speaking. Oh, foremost amongst the great thinkers, Munis. Oh, no, he's not either. Seeing the glaring remarks of Sita, then the Pandavas took up their five respective weapons. Something that we're reading about now. Smart bombs. The papers are full of the description of how these bombs are able to just go to the target they're attended to and not hurt innocent people in the surrounding area. Collateral damage, they call it. I was reading one description yesterday of a bomb that came, a missile that came and blew up a vehicle that was under the bridge. Was hiding under the bridge. It blew up that vehicle without hurting the bridge. So this is the idea. But of course, it's still not as accurate as the Brahmastra was. The Brahmastra would go right to the person. It was more personal. It's like when Durvasa Muni was attacking Ambarish Maharaj. Then the demon that he created was a person, and he knew exactly who the person he was to kill. It was personal. But now the Kali Yuga has become like a machine, more mechanical. And so it's not as accurate. So the point is, or one point is, that we shouldn't be proud that we are so advanced. Rather, in the past, people were more advanced. Their length of life was longer. Their brain substance was greater. They were less disturbed because they were more in harmony with the will of God in the Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga. But the illusion is that now we're at the acme, the highest point of our evolution, and nobody's been smarter than us. We've never had a greater company, a greater country. I heard somebody on the radio say yesterday that he didn't think that there ever was a time when there was a country as great as America or as good as America and so on. The patriot, but he's a fool because they have no history, no idea what the ideal Vedic culture was like in the previous ages. So this is the nature of Maya. It always bewilders us. Just like we're here, Sharshana was saying, right, that people are watching television and thinking that they're become, that they're not being controlled by it, programmed. They're being programmed by some intelligent person, what to buy, what not to, and we're thinking we're free. But it's proven that, you know, you have so many advertisements, people will buy the product. Advertisement works. People do become affected. And we think we're not affected, but we are. This is the nature, because we're conditioned. So we should accept that this is our position, to be controlled. And instead of being controlled by the false advertising of somebody's imagination, somebody's giving us some unwanted desires, we should be controlled by the Lord and His representative. Find out what they want. And act accordingly. That way, we'll remain, you can say safe, we'll remain under the shelter of the Lord. Just like Uttara, she's not taking any shelter except the Lord, and so she'll be saved. This is the, you see, her uncles are there, the five Pandavas. They're so powerful, powerful warriors. But no, she's coming right to Krishna. Even in their presence, she doesn't go to them. They're her blood relatives. Arjun is there, but she comes right immediately to Krishna. What does she say? Pate, pate. Pahi, pahi, maha yogin, deva, deva, jagat pate. She knows Krishna's position. So we should also find out Krishna, and those who are representing Krishna, and try to take shelter there, then we'll be safe. Otherwise, we take shelter of other, it's like catching the tail of a puppy dog. We want to cross the ocean, we calculate a dog can swim, but if we catch his tail that carries over the ocean, it'll be a big joke, because he has no such capacity. Similarly, we're taking shelter of our mind, of our intelligence, of our collective intelligence, like America. But actually, these things are not sufficient to save us. Only the Lord can save us. So we have to find out what the Lord wants, and then we'll be safe. Okay, what else?
Maharaj, how we can understand is that Uttara, she came immediately to Krishna. Like, you know, in Vedic times, this respect or hierarchy was very, very important.
The what?
Hierarchy. Like, you know, higher person. Or,
hierarchy.
Yeah. So,
but like, in an emergency.
Disciple, you know, should approach Krishna through his spiritual master and through acharyas.
Yeah, but still. If the emergency is there, you don't care for these formalities. He saw Uttara hurrying towards him in fear. I mean, even still, she was afraid of, but still she did show the etiquette of offering prayer.
Yeah.
Pahi pahi mahayogin. And what did she say? I don't see anyone else except you who can save me from this fear. So she had some relationship with him, must be. And then emergency, she goes right to the source. And Krishna protects her. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.